Hi, this is James Mercer from The Shins.
This is Shirley Manson.
This is Lo Tullist, co-founder of The Cure.
This is Huey Lewis giving you the story behind the song.
The Story Behind the Song is back with an exciting second season. We peel back the layers on music's most iconic hits with legendary artists like The Killers, Heart, The B-52s, Violent Femmes, Jewel, Huey Lewis, Modern English, and more. To keep the music flowing, we'll be sprinkling in classic episodes from our archives between each new one. So check out The Story Behind the Song wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA+, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.
Tour set.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. Disclaimer, this is a comedy fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some... Namjoon's chest is so fucking sculpted, it takes my breath away.
Ah, yes. Or I'm not surprised that we impulsively made the decision to try and get BTS tickets.
No, me neither. Then you're in the right place. So guys, today we are talking about the I Need You dance practice video. And to decide on this topic, we actually did a poll on Instagram and Twitter between this one and the Idol Star Athletic Championships. And this one won. Mm-hmm. But if you guys would still like to hear us talk about Idol Star, then let us know. And also follow our social media accounts to be part of voting in the future. But before we get into it, we have to thank you wonderful, amazing armies for being here and for supporting us. If you are a fan of this show and you want to show your support for us, you can do that by telling people about the podcast, by writing a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts or really whatever platform you listen on. And then if you want to go above and beyond and show some extra support for us, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. And any type of support is super appreciated, guys. We're so happy that you all are here. Even just reaching out to us and sending us a message via social media, it just means so much to us. And we just feel so loved and supported and really appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so we have some BTS news for this week because there's some stuff going on. BTS is kind of coming back to the surface here, which makes me excited. So we never formally spoke about the Speak Yourself Stadium Tour on the podcast. We had mentioned it on social media, but I don't know if we actually formally mentioned it here on the podcast. So they have this Speak Yourself Stadium tour, but they also now added additional dates. And so this Speak Yourself Stadium tour is just an addition to the Love Yourself concept. But what makes this particular tour special is that these concerts will be held inside stadiums alone. So large stadiums that hold lots of people.
Which is a really big deal. It's basically acting as like an encore to the Love Yourself tour. And so the kind of stadium only thing I think is part of that. And I just think it's that aspect is cool because it's just like, look, we're able to fill stadiums all over the world. Like that's massive.
It's pretty neat, pretty special. So since they did add this additional, they added additional dates for this tour, we decided to impulsively go. So what happened is I'm already flying to Chicago for my cousin's wedding. And I'm like, if I'm buying a plane ticket from like the Pacific Northwest out to Chicago, I'll be there that weekend. I may as well just go to the concert or at least try to get tickets because we still have to go through that really horrifying process.
Yeah. So when this episode comes out, it's Thursday or something, or maybe Friday. But we're trying to get tickets Friday the 8th. So potentially like today when you're listening, who knows? I don't know. But if we get tickets, you guys will know next episode, but or on social media. But
you'll probably find out on social media if you're on there. If we get tickets, it'd be just so amazing.
Yeah. I mean, but it's a really daunting process. And actually last time that we got tickets for the first concert that we went to in Texas, neither of us were a part of the process. Mm-hmm. You were camping and I was at work and there was like a team of people, like our family and friends getting like trying to get tickets. So this is the first time that you and I will personally be like going through this stressful process. And I just also want to say we're really excited for it now, but I think we both had mixed feelings about the tour at the beginning and even maybe kind of still do, like just because it was announced so soon before tickets went on sale. I mean, I felt like that was kind of like unfair to a lot of people who kind of need more planning time.
Yeah, to save up because they're only going in the US. They are only going to three cities. And so that means the majority of people going are having to travel, pay for expenses for hotels and things like that. It's just, it adds up and it gets pricey, even though tickets I feel are not that expensive. But I've heard that there's a lot of scalpers and resale tickets that have become absolutely ridiculous. And
that sucks.
It's really crappy. And honestly, $250 is a good chunk of money. Like that's a commitment. But a lot of people are paying more than that to go, in addition to flights, gas, travel, hotels, etc. So and they were just here and it just
and they
like,
were just here
they need to rest. That's another
that,
part
that
of
was
it.
The other thing was that we were like, why, you just went on a tour, like rest please.
This huge world tour, and now they're doing a world tour again basically.
But I think ultimately, like, we decided to try to get tickets once they added the second date. So let me just tell you guys the tours and dates currently that we have, because they might add more or whatever. But right now they are going to LA at the Rose Bowl Stadium on May 4th and 5th. Then they'll be in Chicago at Soldier Field on the 11th and 12th, followed by New Jersey at MetLife Stadium on the 18th and 19th of May. They'll go to Sao Paulo, Brazil. And oh my gosh, I bet Brazilians are so excited because they didn't go there on the tour the first time around. So they'll be at Allianz Park on May 25th. And then in London, UK, they'll be at Wembley Stadium June 1st and June 2nd. And let's just say,
we got to mention this.
They sold out the 90,000 seats at Wembley in 90 minutes. Like, and
that's incredible.
I just want to say,
that's an accomplishment.
That's amazing. That's such a huge accomplishment. Like, I'm a really big fan of Rihanna, and Rihanna did not even sell out this stadium. And I feel like she's huge.
She is huge.
So, and so I just think that that is, I mean, that's a huge testament to how incredible BTS is.
Yeah. It's really those top-notch artists who have the guts to try to sell out something as large as Wembley Stadium. And just to put this in perspective, when they went to Citi Field, I was just praising them because they had sold out that stadium.
45,000
seats. That's half the amount of what Wembley Stadium is. So I just, it's like, I can't
even fathom.
I know. And now that they've added this second date, I wouldn't be surprised if it sells out again.
Oh, yeah.
Two nights in a row. 90,000 seats. Incredible.
amazing. And currently, lastly on this tour, they're going to Paris, France, on June 7th and June 8th. And we're going to try to go on the 12th of May. It's a Sunday. It's the day after your cousin's wedding. The reason why you texted me and you were like, I think we might be able to go, is because you haven't even booked your return flight yet.
No.
And I was like, Chicago is close enough to us. We could honestly just drive there. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm.
In addition to this too, the day that they released the second tour, I think it was maybe the second dates. It was either after sales had already gone up and people had bought tickets. It was either the same day or the day after that they added these extra shows. And we were just seeing everyone getting tickets, and we were so happy for everyone who's getting tickets, but it was also very hard knowing that going to go see BTS, and we love them so much and want to see them. And we just kind of were like, no, it's not possible. It's too much money and not enough time to plan. And then they added the 12th. I was like, Kayla, I'm going to try to go.
You know, like we made a kind of a promise, like that anytime, we literally have said since the end of the last concert, probably walking out of the Fort Worth Convention Center,
crying, next time they come,
crying, holding each other, next time that they come to the States, we're going. Mm-hmm. And like it, even though it's like so impulsive and whatever, I feel like if we can get tickets, it's going to work out.
Yeah.
And
I'm very excited. Like, I'm nervous for the ticket process, but I'm excited just to even think of the opportunity to go see them.
Yeah, me too. One of the last kind of news thing we have to talk about is that Together Tomorrow, or TXT, debuted, and they debuted with the song Crown, and they've also released, I think, two other songs. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, let's just talk about like first impressions.
Yeah. So you had texted me the video since you're a couple hours ahead. You had sent it to me at 4 a.m. And for some reason, I was kind of up. I wasn't really up, but I was just coming in and out of sleep, basically. Mm-hmm. And so I looked at it. I pulled it up. I made myself breakfast and coffee and everything. And I sat down and watched it. And I think it is just so, so cute. I cannot, like, the whole time I was watching it, I was grinning ear to ear. I just kept saying, wow, this is so cute. This song is so refreshing and fun. But I've definitely fallen in love with all of the members since we've had a couple of days since their debut now. I've gotten to learn a little bit more about them. But they're all really, really cute. I can say I have for sure a bias in the group, but I definitely think they're a group of really fun, loving boys, and I'm excited to hear more music from them.
Yeah, I feel much of the same. I think that they are so, so cute. Mm-hmm. Like, I have watched the Crown music video like 4 or 5 times now, just because I love the choreography, like during the Crown choreography. I just think that it's so cute. And yeah, it's so refreshing. Mm-hmm. And I'm just really excited, like you said, to kind of see where they go and hear more music from them. And, you know,
I think they've had a very successful debut, and their song Crown is just so fun and catchy. It's just a really nice, easy listen. But I haven't looked too much in their lyrics or anything like that. But I really like them, and I am excited to hear more of their music.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so let's talk about our favorite BTS content for this week. For me this week, my favorite thing is a tweet that was sent to us by Funky Town Angel on Twitter called "Proof that Jimin is a demon, a thread." And oh, you guys, it is full of some of the best Park motherfucking Jimin pictures of all time. Mm-hmm. And like, it really truly displays that Jimin is demonic. Mm-hmm. And like, I mean, go, I'll retweet it again when we post this episode, and you guys need to go look at it, because Jesus.
Yeah, I saw the thread, I went through it, and all of the pictures are just so spot on with describing how he is just so demonic.
Yeah.
lots of tongue slips, lots of heavy eye makeup and staring into your soul. It's...
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my favorite content for the week, I actually have two things, just because this one happened, I feel like, forever ago. But there is this live Bepsay performance, and it's uploaded on YouTube by Jubs, but the footage looks like it's from at Right Hosok. Mm-hmm. And first off, I had never seen this performance before, or at least this particular footage. And I... just in the middle of watching it, I had to pause it and call Kayla. Like, it was that level of, wow, how have I never seen this before? Why is this so amazing? We all love Bepsay, but I had just never seen this particular performance, so you guys should check it out. But truly, when I watched it, I forgot who my bias was, just flat out. Didn't know. I was like, wow, they're all just wrecking me, especially Yoongi, which I get wrecked by all of them, but Yoongi, I would say, is like on the lower end. I still get wrecked, but just not as often.
Rare. It's rare.
Yeah. So he is just drenched in sweat. He's just really notched up his nasty during his verses. He's incredible. You guys just, oh, he wrecks. He totally wrecks in this. Mm. And then also...
He owns it.
Yeah. And then also Hobie was wrecking me, but I mean, it's Bepsay. It's like Hobie's song.
I mean,
but he's just being flat out dirty, like more dirty than normal. But I have to give an honorable mention to the Jungkook House of Cards fan cam. That's from like July 2016. A listener and fellow ARMY, Alyssa, she recommended that I rewatch it and just... love it. I mean, House of Cards.
You sent that one to me too. So yeah, you sent me both of these, or you called me and I ended up watching. When you called me, it was just so hilarious. And it's something that we've done so many times before too. Like, we just have to. We're just fangirling too hard.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had never seen this performance before. Mm-hmm. So it was, ooh, man, incredible. Yoongi stole the show.
He really does. But they all do. I mean, anytime they, even when the camera's focusing on one member, you're like seeing all of the six other members behind them making these faces that you just
obscene.
Cannot see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was all of our stuff for our intro. Like, goodness, that was long.
Yeah.
Lots has happened. So again, we are doing the I Need You dance practice video that you guys voted on, and so we're going to do it. So this dance practice video was released May 3rd, 2015, and we're not quite sure where this dance practice studio is. It's not quite the old one that we really know about, with like the big hit sign in the back and the bricks and like the cabinet on the side. This looks kind of similar to that, but it's definitely not their newest big hit building dance practice studio that they're in. So it's somewhere in between those two, if not at the old dance practice, if not at their old building, but just maybe a second dance practice studio.
Yeah, like a different room. Or, yeah.
They probably have multiple dance practice rooms that they go to.
Right. So we're going to talk about each member. Like, if you guys are new to this, if you haven't listened to us talk about a music video before, we talk about every member in order of the fan chant, of course. Mm-hmm. So we end up watching the music video like 15 minimum times, because we watch for every member and then rewatch normally for every member at least once. So first, we're going to talk about Namjoon, and I want to talk about his outfit first. So he's wearing this graphic short-sleeved black t-shirt, and he's wearing this over a long-sleeved white shirt. And for his pants, he has these like dark gray pants that are kind of rolled up at the bottom. And he's wearing white socks that are tucked in underneath the pants. A very Namjoon style.
Mm-hmm.
He's also wearing ankle cut black sneakers that have a white stripe. And on his head, he's wearing a black flat brimmed hat over his short blonde hair, which is... Yeah. So right at the beginning of this choreography, they're all kind of laying down on the floor in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
So we first start out watching Namjoon just laying blissfully on the floor, looking totally relaxed.
Mm-hmm. And then after that, when they all get up, right as Taeyang's part is transitioning into the chorus of I Need You, Namjoon, if you watch him... He flings his hands up in the air and like he's just very passionate throughout this whole dance practice. But he flings his hands up and he hits the brim of his hat. And it's just so clumsy and cute. It's totally him. But it's hard not to miss it if you're looking right at him. But he's not fazed by it. He gets over it pretty quick.
No, yeah.
So during the first I Need You neck touching, body rolling choreography, getting on one knee. You know that.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
That choreography. Namjoon, man, he looks just way too fine. His facial expressions, too, are contributing so much. He's biting his lips. His face looks flexed and serious. And then just damn. Even the way that he's sliding his hands up and down his body. During the choreography, it's just so fucking lethal. And again, like, he too is just, he's singing along the whole time. And that contributes to just how sexy he looks. Like,
yeah,
wow.
Wow. I mean, this is really like, when we get this sexy choreography and also the facial expressions that he's giving us, the visuals he's giving us, it's just, I mean, it's a lethal combination. When I just love when they're in the, like diagonal line across the dance practice room or like in the choreography diagonal line. And they all hold these poses for a few seconds before quickly switching to like a different pose. So Namjoon's verse starts here when all the other members are doing that. And during this verse, he raps and he just raps so powerfully. It's so compelling. He's so passionate. You can tell like his whole soul is going into like rapping this verse. And I mean, we'd say this all the time, but it's like, you can just see how hard he's working and like, he's really trying to like make it perfect. And yeah, just like his passion right there was overwhelming.
Yeah. And there's definitely a lot of emotion to this song, I Need You, with the lyrics and just all, you know, how it's even sung and rapped. He really, in this dance practice video, is contributing a lot. And his rap verse, there's, so much power.
Yeah.
And then one last little thing that we're going to add that we couldn't help but to notice is his jaw throughout is just fairly tight, like it's just strict, and I think that contributes to how he kind of looks serious but also sexy. So he's just got kind of like a tight jaw throughout.
Yeah, at points he's almost kind of like jutting it out maybe and like kind of giving us this smoldery
underbite
look. Yeah. I don't
smoldery
know
underbite. It's
like with his eyes at the same time, like, you know, and
it looks good.
We're sitting here talking about it, so.
All right. So now we're going to talk about Seokjin. So his outfit, first off, his hair is styled so well in this. It's perfectly fluffed and set, and his hair is parted just in the right place. He looks anime-esque, too, with how perfectly his hair is positioned. His side bangs, they lie flawlessly angled across his forehead. It's hard not to notice his hair. Also, at certain angles, if you look, the lighting in the room reflecting off the shine of his hair, it almost looks like he has green highlights. But he doesn't.
Oh.
I thought he did for a second. I was like, oh my gosh, does Jin have green hair? But no, he doesn't. It's just at certain angles.
Interesting.
So he is wearing a dark blue or possibly black, I think it's blue, crew neck sweatshirt. And it has spectacular sensation written on it. He's got a pair of dark jeans on and these dark high-top tennis shoes. And then I can't help but to notice the shiny earring in his left ear. I love it when he wears earrings. He rarely wears them anymore. But damn, it's sexy.
Yeah, he really pulls off an earring.
It's just sneaking out from underneath his hair. You can see it, you know, on the occasion during the dance practice.
So I just want to talk about right at the beginning when they're in the circle. And what I observed was honest, true beauty. Just as he sat up.
Honest, true beauty, yes.
Like, he just looked so beautiful as he sat up. His, I don't know how you can hit your angles when you're literally sitting up from laying on the ground, but he did it, and he like the camera kind of caught him at the same time. It was just, it was great, a little peek of him.
Yeah But the downside to this dance practice video is that I honestly feel bad for him, because when we see him sit up, that's one of the few times you really get to see him, or that he's even in the shot, because during the main choreography especially is what made me just like mad. Like, I just kind of went off, because during the best part of the choreography, where they're doing the neck holding, body rolling choreography combination, it's so incredibly sexy. And we do not get to see Jen do this, at least from this angle, from, you know, head on. He is behind Jimin and Jungkook.
On the ground
behind two members.
And one of them is standing.
Yeah.
For part of it.
Yeah. Both of them are standing at one point, and then one is standing for the other. But you just don't get to see him do this choreography. And I almost just feel bad for him, because I don't know, maybe he could have been uncomfortable with how he was and he was okay with being in the back. But just being in the back is kind of like crappy, and just saying like, we don't want to show you. Or I mean, he could have had a, you know, contributed saying, hey, like, I'm okay with being in the back. I don't really think I do this choreography all that well or whatnot, but it just made me sad, because we want to see him do this incredibly sexy choreography.
Yeah, and we don't get to, so we just don't get to see a lot of him during this practice. And it's just kind of, it's one of those things that I think over time has gotten better with his kind of like exposure in music videos.
I mean, you see him in Idol. That makes me so happy. You see him in Fake Front Love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this was 2015.
Yeah.
So he was in the back with his dance, which sucks.
Yeah.
But during his verse, though, he does get to walk through the members, and he really contributes a lot to the emotion of the song with just his outstanding acting skills. Mm-hmm. And also during his part at the bridge, we see him appear from behind all the members, and he's down on his knees again, showing off his impeccable acting and also serving us major visuals once again as well, because he's really going all out. Like, the parts when he's there, he's really putting it all in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you can tell that he's an actor. It just the way that he's able to portray the feeling and the emotion of the song, and his visuals, of course, too. So even though he's not as strong of a dancer as the other members, he still does a very incredible job keeping up with the choreography and performing perfectly in sync with all the members. There's not a single dance practice video that goes by where they're not all completely in sync, but this one is, it's pretty spectacular how in sync they all are, especially with all the jumping and the quick transitions. Yeah.
Yeah. And even though we can't see Jin, we know that he's in sync with the rest of them also.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
For sure.
For sure. So let's talk about Yoongi. Yoongi, honestly, he's a big part of this.
Yeah.
for us. So let's just talk about his outfit. This goddamn outfit.
Yeah.
first of all, he has this like pinky orangey hair, and it's silky and straight, but he's got this deep, sharp undercut. And I mean,
damn.
Oh god,
I think it might be my favorite hair for him.
I love when he has an undercut. It is so fucking sexy. And especially he'll wear like a thick headband with an undercut, and it's the best thing ever.
Don't you want him to be bald?
Yeah, I think he would look really good bald. That's a whole other discussion, but
we did this research separately to start, and then we just were like, wow, we're fangirling too hard, we have to just do it together. But when we got to Yoongi, he was laying, if you look right at the beginning when they're all laying in the circle on the floor, his hair is falling kind of to the side and down towards the ground, and you can just see the whole undercut. And I went up to my TV screen, took a picture of it, and sent it to Kayla, like, wow, look at this undercut.
Yeah, and I was like, all right, well, we obviously have to do this together.
Yeah.
So on top of the amazing hair, Yoongi also has so much glow, or should I say gloss, in this video. He just looks like he has major dewy highlighter on, and it looks more beautiful and striking than honestly any makeup that I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. It's just his natural glow. And he's wearing this long sleeved red and black flannel shirt. Amazing. And it's open in the front over a baggy white t-shirt. Also amazing. Mm-hmm. And he's wearing these black skinny jeans and Converse like high black and white, or Converse like black and white high tops.
Mm-hmm. And the thing about his outfit and his hair is that it stands out so much in contrast to the other members.
Yeah.
I mean, Jimin, that's questionable, but he's still Jimin for other reasons, for lack of clothing. Right. Uh-huh. But
we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah.
I had to actually stop research when I got to Yoongi, because I was actually afraid to go into this because I knew I was about to be wrecked so hard by him, purely just because I've seen this before, and it was hard not to look at Yoongi when doing the other members. Yeah.
He stands out. Mm-hmm. At the beginning, when Yoongi is laying on the ground, we just see him looking perfect. Mm-hmm. And then he sits up, and just the way that he sits up, why is it cooler than anyone else has ever sat up before?
Yeah.
Like, he looks like so cool.
Yeah. It's a very Min Yoongi thing, just the way he sits up. There's no other way to describe it, how he does it. It's just too cool. It's almost kind of lazy. But
Nonchalant.
I don't care, but I'm sitting up. Yep. Anyways.
What the fuck ever.
The whole thing is just very bad boy. He comes off kind of dangerous. I think like the flannel, his hair, when he starts rapping his verse right there at the beginning, when he's sitting up and all the other members are still laying down, he messes with his hair and he points at the camera. Just, it really is just so bad boy and dangerous.
Yeah, and honestly, like, the way that he looks over his shoulder to rap really amplifies that bad boy vibe, because it's like he's not even like turning his whole body like to the audience or to the camera. He's like kind of, I mean, giving you the cold shoulder a little bit.
Yeah, because
like,
he's resting his arm up on his knee, looking over his shoulder, still kind of closed off, but he's rapping at us, like towards us. Mm-hmm. And just the way he raps, I've said this before too, but it's kind of lazy. It's almost looks like he's slurring his mouth and his lips a little bit. It's just too cool, the way he comes off when he does that.
Yeah, and we've talked about during the, I think, the rap line episode.
I think so, yeah.
We talked about Yoongi's Daegu rap style and, like, the influence of, like, the Daegu dialect into his rap style. And it's said that people from Daegu have, like, the most relaxed manner of speaking. And we talked about that definitely had influenced his rap style. So I think that kind of goes along with the kind of slurring his words together, or like rapping in a more cool or lazy way.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree with that.
Yeah.
So right after Taeyong's part at the beginning, this is a very brief moment where Yoongi comes to the front, but wow, he really snatched me. He comes to the front and he gestures so aggressively towards the camera. And I think he kind of messes his hair a little bit too. And I was like, wow, he is so into this. You can tell that he is, his whole soul practically is into this performance right from the get-go. So in addition to all this, he's, his jawline, his facial expressions, his eyes, he's just definitely like wrecking you the whole time. Yeah. He's so into it. He hustles really hard from the front to the back. He's just in perfect time with everyone else. He really looks like he's a part of the dance line. He is doing such a phenomenal job with the dancing. But you can just tell he's hustling. He's working so hard.
There's this time specifically that I think about when you say hustling is the, like him and Hobie are like all the way in the back of the choreography formation. Mm-hmm. And in maybe two steps, like two or three steps, they have to get to the front to do like the next main choreography. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you can really tell that Yoongi is like hustling at this point to get there, but he does it and he makes it and it looks perfect. Mm-hmm. It's just perfectly timed. I want to talk about I have a specific time to mention. Right at 2:24, when they say "I need you," and they bounce into formation at this time. And when they're bouncing into formation, Yoongi's fluffy hair makes sure that his forehead is fully exposed because it just kind of floats up into the air, and it's it's just, it's a perfect
forehead shot. Yeah.
Forehead shot. Yeah.
Exposed.
Exposed. But you can really tell overall that Yoongi is putting his whole soul into this dance practice.
Cannot emphasize that enough. When you go and watch it, it's just, it's there. He's, you can see he's so full of energy.
Mm-hmm. He's just so into it. Mm-hmm. And what also, the other thing that I love is that he's in the front for the neck choreography, which is like the sexiest, like, you know, I think like he's definitely like part of the dance line for this era. And anyways, he was just so sexy watching it.
He is just so sexy. Again, just you can tell that he's trying so hard for this performance, but he also still looks just too fucking cool and chill, nonchalant. He's just fucking sexy. He's throwing a lot of attitude and confidence and swag.
Yeah.
So moving on to Hobie, we'll start out with his outfit here. So first off, he has this jet black hair. And it just, it looks very good on him. He has these longer bangs in the front.
Right.
And I think it, his hair just looks so silky and smooth. He's wearing this large short-sleeved graphic t-shirt that's tucked in the front of his jeans. And his jeans are a little bit different from the other members' pants because they're this medium-colored denim. And they have rips at the knees. And then he also has them rolled up at his ankle. And it just looks so good. And to add on to all of that, he also has a brown belt, which kind of draws your eye. And then I also couldn't help but to notice that he's wearing a watch on his left wrist. I think it's red. I didn't make note of it, but I kind of, when I picture it, I picture this red watch. And then he has these fairly simple looking Nike sneakers on.
So I want to talk about at the beginning and where he is kind of in the circle formation laying on the ground. He's actually laying across Taeyong's back. And to kind of, after Yoongi wraps his little verse, Then Hobi comes in and Taeyang pushes off the ground like a push-up to lift Hobi up. And Hobi kind of uses leverage from one leg to help himself sit up. And he sits up. But he just does it so smooth and seamlessly.
And he's very soulful during this part too, as he's coming up, because he's rapping his verse there, and he runs his hands through his hair. It's very dramatic, and he hits his chest and pulls at his shirt a little bit, and he is baring his teeth, and he's, you know, mouthing the lyrics after his part there, and it's just incredible. It's an incredible shot of him right there at the beginning.
Yeah. And then we see his body rolls, and like, I mean, nobody does body rolls like Hoseok. Like, oh my gosh. So we have to talk about them. Fluid as water. And he just, I mean, yeah, I guess that's the best explanation for it, because he just, it just rolls through him from top to bottom.
He doesn't have joints.
He doesn't have joints. No bones.
And all cartilage. Also, sorry.
I have to talk about this choreography in I Need You. It's towards the end, I think. Well, it happens like multiple times, but Hobi is like controlling the choreography. And this is when he's like in the middle and all the other members are around him, and like the way that he moves affects how they move. And honestly, this is probably my favorite choreography of all time. Like when we were talking about this and researching, I was like, is this my favorite? This might be my favorite. And you were like,
Yeah, I think it is. It definitely is.
I just talk about it all the time. And it's not that like Jungkook definitely does stuff in this choreography that is the same idea, where he moves and it affects how the members move, but it's just not the same.
Yeah. Like, and it's not as often as Hobi. Hobi does it several times throughout. And it's really sad and unfortunate that the I Need You music video doesn't show this, but the Japanese I Need You music video, they really display this part where Hobie's in the middle and he's controlling the members around him. It's very different and
it's so cool.
Appealing.
It's like, it's so, yeah, it's so aesthetically visually appealing, like the angles and just like the movement and with like how the song sounds at that time. It just all works very well.
Yeah.
And during this time, his movements are, I mean, really the whole song, but his movements are so precise. He's such a fucking artist. And his facial expressions towards the camera are also just next level. Like, he's really thought about every little part of this dance.
And honestly, this is my own opinion really, but I think J-Hope's skill level is slightly above this choreography, and so he's able to put forth just a little bit more oomph, a little bit more extra to the choreography, because his skill level is just he's just so skillful with dancing that every move comes so naturally to him, and it's almost like he can specialize the movements a little.
Yeah. And I think like we kind of talked about this a little bit during research, but I think it's fair to say that like because of all of the dance experience that he has, we know that he can pick up choreography so much quicker. Like Jin has said, Hoseok will pick something up in 30 minutes and, you know, have it memorized. And it would take me 3 hours before I could memorize it. And I think that just the fact that it takes him less time to get the routine down, that gives him more time to specialize and to like really perfect every single move. And I think
even
we just really see that.
Supplemental movements to it, definitely.
Yeah.
Now I want to listen to Just Dance.
God, amazing. So during the last verse for the song, for some reason in our notes, I wrote that J-Hope the entire time pops the fuck off.
You said that while we were researching, and I had to put it in there because I thought it was so funny.
I just like can't believe that I said, I must have been so into it, because I do not say that, but really, like, it's as if he wasn't already performing so hard. He somehow finds it within himself to put more into his expression and more into his movements and have even more force and passion. Mm-hmm. Like, he truly has no dance limits. Mm-mm. His energy went through the roof. His facial expressions became more prominent and his movements just became more harsh and precise.
Yeah. Yeah. And then just really, you summed it up pretty well there, but at the end, J-Hope, he's front and center, and this is the part where they turn their backs to us and walk away. Mm-hmm. And J-Hope, his stare lingers just a little bit longer, and he grabs his shirt, he tugs at it, and then, which they all do this, but he adds, you know, this supplemental movement, and he wipes his mouth like he's just wiping the spit from his mouth. And it made me so mad. Like, he owns my ass. But when he did this, Kayla and I were FaceTiming and she could see me. I just flipped him off because I was like, screw you. You can't do this. Like, why?
Yeah.
Why you got to wipe your mouth like that?
You literally didn't even have, like, the words. Like, to me on FaceTime, you were like, like, flipping off the camera. Just pissed off.
I was so mad.
I think, like, it was just so uncalled for.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, let's talk about Jimin.
Goodness.
So, just because you and I fangirled way too much, and it was really hard to kind of break up talking about our biases.
Yeah.
I'm just going to talk all about Jimin and you're going to talk all about Taeyong.
Yeah. It was mostly just doing research while Kayla was, when we were focusing on Jimin, I was just typing everything Kayla said.
Yeah.
And so and we're then, like, let's just share our reactions for our biases. It's a little different. Change it up.
Yeah. We did the same thing for Taeyong then too. So like basically I just typed whatever you blurted out when we were watching for Taeyong.
Yeah.
So Jimin chose this outfit specifically for all of his thigh kink stands out there.
Which is you.
myself included.
Yeah.
So he's wearing these semi-tight black shorts and they are mid-thigh height, but they raise up a little higher throughout this video just because of the dancing, naturally.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course.
He's wearing this beanie that all of his black hair is tucked into, this black beanie, and it ends up nudging off of his head just inch by inch throughout this video, just slightly moving around. So yeah, by the way, he is black-haired Jimin at this time.
I did not know that.
And although you can't see his black hair, you can see his black eyebrows. So...
Yeah.
But yeah. So he's also wearing this short-sleeved graphic tee over a larger long-sleeved gray undershirt. And he has these white ankle socks and then these big black and white striped tennis shoes, like Nike. I think they're Nike Airs, maybe like Air Jordans, probably Air Jordans because it says Air on the side, like in black or white, like whatever. Anyways, they're black and white. They're very big and chunky because I think they're basketball shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just kind of going along with like this grayscale aesthetic that he has happening.
Mm-hmm.
And this combo that he has really makes him look really stocky. And it's not a bad thing. It just makes you unable to look away from his legs, which are on display the entire time.
Yeah, those shorts, really, your eyes just focus in on his beautifully sculpted thighs and calves, and you just can see every tendon to every muscle, basically. So it's hard to peel your eyes away from it.
Yeah, because like it's just every other part of his body is covered. And then it's almost as if his legs are framed between the shorts and like the socks.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are able to drag your eyes upward towards his face, you see the sexy, smoldering, and sometimes cute, amazing facial expressions that he gives. So he's just really embodying the idea of Park motherfucking Jimin this yes. whole time.
Mm-hmm. I just love this look for him because it's that more boyish Jimin. We've mm-hmm. gotten a very fancy, beautiful, elegant Jimin lately. And this is still like that bad boy kind of Jimin.
Which I do love.
I dig it.
I love the bad boy. This is sexy mochi. Mm-hmm. This is like ultimate sexy mochi era. So it's something that as a Jimin stan, definitely look back on fondly mm-hmm. And hope for again in the future, to yeah. be honest.
Yeah.
So during the first chorus, he's front and center for this neck choreography. And I just have to say that he is full on grabbing his crotch. Like all the other members, they have like one knee on the ground and one knee up. And they're kind of like touching their inner thigh, but not Jimin. He's front and center for the choreography. So he's front and center where his hand is. And it's like he didn't have to do that again, but he does things like that during choreography just to bother us.
Yeah. He knows what he's doing. They all do.
He knows what he's doing. But just like Hobie, Jimin's movements are also so precise. And we see this when it's during the second chorus and Jimin is right in the middle. And everybody else drops to the ground. So Jimin is just perfectly front and center, body rolling, like holding his neck, and he's looking down on the camera with this like blissful, sexual facial expression. Mm. And I mean, it's just perfect. It's mm-hmm. It's great. It's everything that you need to see. And he's just like fluid. We said that Hobie was so fluid with Jimin and his body rolling. It's just like second nature to him. So it's great. So right when...
Do you know which part I'm talking about?
Oh, God. Okay. So yeah.
That part.
Yeah. So when Jimin has his like high note, though... Yeah, you want to sing it again?
No, don't make me sing.
Okay, so when Jimin has his high note right at like 250 to 257, he is, right after that, they do like this pretty quick dance, like choreography. And his choreography that like he is leading, I noticed is like really displaying like lower body powered movements. Mm-hmm. They have like this quick double step backwards and this slight squat. And then like they like kind of like step ball change forward and kind of do like a kick thing. Mm-hmm. And it's just very lower body heavy. Whereas I didn't feel like that was necessarily the case with the other members' choreography. When so it's just something front, yeah. that I noticed.
It and is maybe, kind of this slight squat lunge position that they're holding.
Mm-hmm. And then lastly, what I want to say about Jimin is that when Jungkook ends up doing his spin jump in, which we'll talk about soon, mm-hmm. Jimin is in the back and so all of the members are kind of supposed to react and act like they're being raised off of the ground. Mm-hmm. And Jimin, his jump upwards is just so effortlessly, perfectly timed. And it doesn't even look like his body prepared to jump. Like it almost just looks like he just floated up and floated down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He defies physics with his dance moves. He really
constantly.
Does.
That's so accurate. That's yeah. so truthful. Yeah.
All right. So moving on to Taeyang.
Mm-hmm.
So for his outfit, we'll have to start with his hair first. It is jet black, just like Hobie's hair. It's very lavish and shiny. But to me, I think Tae's hair is maybe a little bit more shiny. It might be greasy. I don't know. It might have a little bit of hair gel in it. But it's just a little bit more forward on his forehead there.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, I love red hair Taeyang. That's one of my favorite looks on him. Gray, ashy, blonde hair Taeyang. But after this, I fell in love with his hair during this research. And I specifically went looking for more pictures of Taeyong from this era. And damn, like he has that typical kind of bowl haircut that he's had where he has more hair from the back pulled forward. But it looks so good with this jet black color. He's also wearing this very snug jean jacket that I think is the center focus of his outfit that he chose to wear. And it's over this thin gray shirt. And it looks like it's just very thin fabric. And so he's got that tucked into these skinny black jeans that have just one rip at the knee, which is just enough to torture us. We see a lot of Tae booty just showing throughout his butt. It's popping. It looks great. Mm-hmm. It's popping a little bit more than normal. It just looks very good. And then he also, which I think is what it just... There's so many focal points to this outfit. He has these bright white Velcro high top shoes on too. He stands out a lot, but maybe that's just me. I love his outfit.
Okay. It's a great outfit. He looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So at the very beginning, we talked about the choreography with J-Hope. So J-Hope is laying on top of Taeyong, who is lying on the floor. And his forearm is covering his eyes. And then we see bends his elbow back and then lifts his body up off the ground, basically like a push-up to lift Hobi off of the floor. And wow, it's just, he looks so strong. And I love that choreography. It's very neat. So throughout this whole dance practice video, big surprise, his facial expressions are coming through. But in this one, he has kind of that same thing that Jen had going for him where his acting skills are kind of coming through. He looks almost urgent and pensive. Even when he's lifting Hobi, we see this kind of expression. And so after Taeyong lifts Hobi off of the floor, it's his verse right after, and he comes up to the front. He's offering these slow movements as he's walking through the members, and his visuals are on point. His acting skills are just on display. He just really, with his acting and his visuals and his emotion, it's just contributing a lot to the feel of the song and the passion of this dance practice video.
Which I guess has probably become like a theme between multiple of the members at this point. It's like they were all... so passionate.
So into it. And I think they put 110% into everything they do, but maybe they had a little bit of desperation back then because it's 2015 and they haven't quite made it yet. So they're still like living on this edge of whether or not things are going to flop.
Yeah, dude. Shit.
That was just a thought I had just now.
God, okay. No, that's so true though.
But one of my favorite parts of when he's coming up to the front here, he has his hands in this praying position. And he presses his lips up to his thumbs and he kisses his thumbs. I just love that. Like, he didn't need to do that. another big highlight for Taeyong in this choreography is when they're in that diagonal line during Namjoon's verse, just before we have all of the members look down. And they do. Every single one of them looks down at Taeyong's crotch. And... When he does a pelvic thrust and he points right at his dick, there's no other way to put it. But he does it to the beat of the instrumental, and that's a big part for him. We are all grateful for that choreography, whose ever idea that was.
There's really nothing else that they could be thinking that choreography is.
You know, like, what I just remembered? I just thought of this now. For my bachelorette party, that big blown up picture that you guys framed. Thank you, Amber and Sarah. But they framed that picture of him in these leather pants with his bulge just popping.
In the middle of doing this.
This is the choreography motion that he's doing in that picture. I brought it with me. It's over my fireplace.
It's like the first thing that you unpacked.
It's literally... above the fireplace. It's the center picture.
it's the centerpiece of your home.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
Anyway, so one of the last things I want to mention are his hip thrusts. There's a part where they kind of grab their belts and they roll their hips. And his hip circles are just a little more exaggerated. They're a little bit larger circles that he's making.
Mm-hmm. Because of his big dick.
Always. Yeah. Always.
Yeah.
Must be so challenging for him. So his body rolls, his neck choreography part, very fluid. He kind of sucks in air through his teeth. He's baring his teeth, but he's kind of doing this sucking in, and that's just hot for obvious reasons. He does also throughout grab his belt unnecessarily. It's not a part of the choreography. He just wants to kill us with his crotch. But yeah, Taeyong in this is just Taeyong, really. All of his little extra sexed up things that he kind of does.
Obnoxious.
It's obscene. A little obnoxious, a little obscene, but we Taestands are very in favor of it.
Well, yeah, he's like, hey, you looked away for 2 seconds. Here, look at my belt right now. Like, that's it's a problem.
Look right here.
Okay, so lastly, but of course never least, we're going to talk about Jungkook. Mm-hmm. And so we're going back to talking about him together.
Yeah.
And okay, so for his outfit, he was wearing this large white t-shirt that had "Closer" written on it in black. With that shirt, he's wearing these drop crotch sweatpants, and they're kind of like crop length, like ankle length. And he also, like Namjoon, is wearing tall white socks, and they're tucked underneath the pants.
He probably saw Jun do it, and he's like, gotta do that too. That's what the cool kids are doing.
Young, you're wearing your socks like that? Okay, I'll wear my socks like that.
Aww.
Yeah, cute. So he is wearing this outfit with simple black sneakers, and then he has this dark brown emo cut hair, like classic Jungkook hair. Mm-hmm. No forehead. Mm-hmm. And he's also wearing like earrings, like black gauges, like the really small ones that he used to wear.
Angsty baby boy.
Angsty baby boy. Just at the beginning, he's laying down front and center, so we can't really see him that much. We can kind of see like one of his legs up, mm-hmm. but really just baby on the floor. That's what I said when we saw it. I was like, oh no, look, there's a baby on the floor.
Yeah. But he, again, he just really looks emo as shit in this. I love it. I'm totally for it. I love emo Jungkook. So throughout this video, he contributes a lot to the passion of the song and how he's expressing himself. Is he's mouthing the words a lot throughout, even when it's not his part. Mm-hmm. And that just really, it just shows just how much he's putting into it too. Like we said, they all are just, it's not that they don't normally put in this much effort and this much work, but for this particular video, it's really showing through.
Yeah, and I think, you know, maybe it really does have something to do with the era and the time. And, you mm-hmm. know, I think maybe around this time it was really like, we need to do something. We need, you know, people to take notice of this comeback. Mm-hmm. 'Cause, you know, I think otherwise they were worried about being disbanded.
Yeah, in our HYYH Part 1 music video episode, we kind of talked about how this was a big transitional point for them. This When I Need You came out, totally different style from War of Hormone and Danger. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where we're coming from. So, yeah.
Completely different, yeah. Also, like, he's passionate with his words, but his movements are also so defined and just perfected and mm-hmm. almost at some points kind of exaggerated. And I just wanted to say that at one point, his arms looked crazy long to me. Mm-hmm. Just when they say, I need you, girl, when? And when they say
throw
when,
their arms out to the side.
They throw their arms out and just, and maybe it was the angle, but it looked like he had like the wingspan of an eagle. Like,
I wonder if it's because he was still growing and maybe
probably.
His arms. It's funny.
But at the same time, I like noticed in that movement his gauges, which is why I brought them up earlier, because I just found them very attractive.
Mm-hmm, sexy. Yeah. And kind of going off of that, a thought that I had while watching this and just watching Jungkook, I'm like, wow, he's really sexy, but he's also really young at this point in time.
Yeah.
And it just makes every 20 plus year old feel just a little creepy.
Oh yeah.
Because he's just, he doesn't act his age. He definitely is trying to be sexy and he comes off that way, but he's still so young.
Yeah. He's so baby at this time still, which is why
he's transitioning a little though.
He is transitioning into older, how we see him now. Mm-hmm. But I think that's why my first reaction, just seeing him laying, I was like, oh, look, baby Gook on the
baby
floor.
Baby on the floor.
Yeah. Because he does still look really young. He has all of that angsty, emo thing going on. But, in his face, he does look younger. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it does, make us feel creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he is in the center choreography a lot. So he's definitely, a big center focus of this video. So for the body roll part, his body rolls are just so elaborate. We've talked about the other members that really have stuck out for the body rolls, Hobie, Jimin, Yoongi. I mean, Jungkook is on that same level, too. But during his body rolls, he just looks, and really throughout, he just looks so serious, just very focused. And, I guess it's probably a little bit of that passionate and that hardworking and just being very focused, kind of aspect feeding into his facial expression. Mm-hmm. But
he's putting his all into it.
Yeah.
Just like everyone else is.
Yeah, for sure. But overall, choreography, his movements are so smooth and his body rolls are super precise and defined.
He looks like he's practiced it a lot, those body rolls. He perfected them. So one of the biggest parts for Jungkook in this choreography is towards the end, and we get a really good shot of it in the Japanese I Need You dance practice. The Japanese I Need You music video, where he looks just right into the camera and they slow-mo him during this jump. And he still does jumps like this today. I don't know if it was the Mama or... I don't think it was Mama. I think it was the one before that. I forgot. Gaio, the award show. He does a similar jump like that too. But it's that jump spin in the center of the choreography.
Yeah, we kind of know him for this kind of jump.
It's like a signature move for
Jungkook.
Him.
But
what is so neat is when he lands, he punches his fist down towards the ground. And when he does that, it causes this rippling effect where the members, well, it's not so much rippling, but just when he punches down, all of the members jump up into the air.
Right.
And that is just a very cool effect, very aesthetic. All of the members jump at the same time. They all land at the same time, perfectly in sync. It's just a really terrific part of the choreography.
Yeah, it's very superhero-esque. It makes me think of Captain America or Thor or somebody slamming their weapon into the ground and creating this shockwave. And that's what it looks like he's doing. It's just so powerful. And it's a great dance move and visually super cool. Just the draw that Hobie's center dance move was, where he kind of controlled the choreography. It's the same kind of unique move that they all do. So it's cool to see.
Definitely. I Need You, the choreography for I Need You is really well done.
It's definitely one of my favorites. I think that one section is my favorite little choreography BTS move of all time. But overall, the choreography for this song is just absolutely, it has to be top three for me. It's great.
It's definitely up there for me too.
Yeah.
I think Fire is still my favorite.
I mean, it's such a good one.
I have not watched that dance practice video. Shit. Ugh.
I watched that one right after watching this one.
Oh, really?
When we were first looking at different videos to do, because it autoplayed, and that one's fucking so good.
It's insane. I love it.
Yeah. So overall, some overall thoughts for this dance practice video. So basically, they're all so equally hot and appealing and just like incredible in this video. Yeah. And quite often when we examine videos like this, member by member, when we're doing research, we get distracted by members who we're not trying to look at all.
It can be very difficult. Yeah.
We're really like, go away, Taeyong. We're trying to look at Jimin right now. Go away. Yeah. But really, this, stop stealing my attention because I'm
just
trying.
Just flip them off.
Yeah. So anyways, but this time when we were researching, we could not take our eyes off of each one of the members when it was their turn. Like, very seldom did we actually get distracted by a member. And I just think that that was a testament to how great they all did during this dance practice performance and like how hard they were all working and how incredible they all looked.
They are just all so into it. There is passion shining through all of them. Something I kind of just noticed, and you agree with this, is that they look literally just like the Save Me characters. I cannot emphasize that enough. I know that the Save Me series, the on webtoons, I know that they pretty much base their characters in that off of this era, and you can tell. Yeah. You can definitely tell.
Oh yeah. It's kind of shocking. It's kind of like when you said that, I was like, oh shit, they do. And then like, just because we're right in the middle of kind of like going through that series, it kind of opened like the wounds of everything that's happening with it. So
I know. God. I got to catch up on it.
We're talking about it next week, guys.
Yeah. Check it out. So yeah, we kind of talked about how this is, I need you. This is really about when they're going to blow up and become popular. This is like Dope comes out shortly after this. It's very interesting to just look back on what is going on with BTS during this time. Back in 2015, 2016, their popularity is just exponential from here on out.
Yeah.
And then one last thing I have to point out that is probably just one of those things like at the end of the Blood, Sweat, and Tears music video, and you can hear them breathing heavily, and that just is like, it's just like so pleasing to the ears. But at the end, they all walk away and they have that heavy breathing and you can just hear their footsteps against that cold, hard dance floor. And they just put so much energy into it and to see them walk away so coolly and so much swag.
They left it all out there. Yeah.
It's a terrific ending to this absolutely phenomenal dance practice.
Yeah. I'm so glad that we got to talk about this week.
Me too. Yeah.
I love when we get to talk about a dance practice. It's just super fun every time. Yeah. So we hope that you guys enjoyed listening to this dance practice video, kind of review and chat discussion, fangirl session. We hope that you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed this episode and any of our other episodes, you can reach out to us and let us know what you think, how you're feeling, tell us about your story. You can also email us and you can connect with us on social media, and you can find links for all of those things in the description.
Thanks for listening and thanks for standing BTS.
Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA Plus, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.